The question was asked, how can a husband be a sailor? As we discussed earlier, that a sailor can be away for months at a time and then he won't be able to be with his wife. And isn't that unfair to the marriage? So the... So let's go one step at a time. The general assumption is that when a woman marries a person, she has a picture of what job he's going to do. In ancient times, that was the way it was. And if she married him with the understanding he's going to be a sailor, so she could say, well, I don't like it, I don't like it, but that's the understanding. They got married under that understanding. We say a husband has to be understanding, and if his wife isn't happy with it, so they should find a good compromise. But at the end of the day, he's in the right. Because if that was the understanding when they got married, so then she has to figure out a way of compromising towards him, or if he can, he'll compromise towards her. But we have to remember that life isn't only about compromises. There's an aspect of right and wrong. This was our understanding. If he can, he should find a different way of making a livelihood. But if he can't, she has to realize that she's the one that's wrong here. That was their understanding when they got married. And most often, it's... When a person can give enough affection in the time that he's around, a person can give affection that'll last for 24 years, as we find there are people who had to leave for 24 years and their marriage lasted. And you have stories like that all the time, people that are imprisoned and stuff like that, where their wives are faithful to them for years and decades. And that can work. Usually it's a question of the letters that he writes and the affection that he gives at the time in between. It's not only the question of the time. If there wasn't an understanding when they got married, so then you're right. Now, Halacha says he can't just decide, I'm going to be a sailor and you forgo it. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he was offered the responsibility of being the chief rabbi of the Jewish people, first said, let me go ask my wife, because he knew he'd have less time at home. And even for such an important position of being chief rabbi, he had to ask her if he could take off that time. That's within the rights, if we're talking about rights. Now, if we're talking about building a good home, so then yeah, a couple has to figure out what works for them. But we have to remember that there is a right and a wrong at the end of the day. And if they got married with that understanding, he's in the right. As in any case of right and wrong, we say if you can, then compromise and make it work. But if you can't, then the question of who's right does play a big role. We can't just say, well, she doesn't like it. But that was their understanding. If that was the understanding, that was his job, he doesn't have to do somersaults. We'd recommend he does somersaults. We'd recommend he learn a new profession in order to save the marriage. That's the correct attitude. Do what you can to save the marriage. That's number one in one's life. And that comes before a job. But if the guy says, well, I'm illiterate, I don't know how to do anything but sail a boat, and I can't do anything else. At the end of the day, that was their understanding. She has to figure out how to make it work. We'd go to her and say, let's see how we can make this work for you. There is an aspect of right and wrong. And if that was the understanding in marriage, then that's what's right. This also comes up in other questions of halacha. In the times of the Talmud, in order for a person to be learned, he'd have to leave his home for long periods of time. And the Talmud says if a woman married a man and it was under the understanding that he'd be learning Torah, then it's self-understood that he might leave her for long periods of time and she can't have a claim against that. And here the question of right and wrong is very relevant. If she married him under the understanding that he has a shop in town and he's home every night, and then one day he decides he's going to go learn Torah in Machon Meir and he's going to leave the house for months at a time, then she could take him to court and say, wait a second, buddy, wait, that wasn't our understanding. We got to work something else out here. But if when they got married, the understanding was that he'd be learning. So in their times, that included the understanding that he'd be away for long periods of time. And the fact that it's difficult is difficult. Again, here we're talking about rights. And rights are important because sometimes it's going to boil down to, well, whoever's right, the other one's going to have to compromise. We say wherever it's possible. Right doesn't mean that you should use might. Just because I'm right doesn't mean that I have to hold my way. So what? We got to do what works. But we could be understanding to a point. Fair? Okay.